Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. FMU, you're on the air.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Mac.
Oh, hey, Mac. How are you?
Yeah, I couldn't call last week. I was detained.
Oh, don't worry. We didn't miss you.
What? That's cold.
It's kind of more just true than cold.
I still have that Aerosmith thing.
Oh, that's right. You were going to tell us about rock music.
Yeah. I actually have this whole book on heavy metal.
Stop. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You do not.
It's in the Encyclopedia of Heavy Metal by Daniel, how is it pronounced? Buxapan, with a foreword by Ronnie James Dio.
You are a liar.
I bought it from Barnes & Noble.
You're a liar. Admit you made that book up. There's no such book.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'll find a website for you.
I'll find a website, too.
Okay.
Website race.
It's Barnes & Noble. I can't go on the computer right now. But
Excuses.
You can go on Barnes & Noble.
I can't go on the computer. It's a real book, but I can't go on Barnes & Noble right now. I'm going to go to barnesandnoble.com. All right, I'm out. I'm there. Now, what is the name of the book?
The Encyclopedia of Heavy Metal.
The Encyclopedia of Heavy Metal. Who's it by?
I don't know. It's like Daniel Buxapan or...
Daniel...
I'm not sure how it's spelled.
We're just going with the Encyclopedia Heavy Metal.
Okay, fine. Daniel something.
Guess what just came up?
What?
There is no such book as the Encyclopedia of Heavy Metal.
That is not true.
May we advise some other books?
The Encyclopedia of Heavy Metal. Daniel Buck...
Spell his last name.
It's like... I'm not sure if the third letter is an H or K. It's like... B-U-K-Z-P.
Well, because you know why you're not. You know why you're not sure? Because you made the name up. You're not sure
why
the fictional name. You're just not sure how to spell it.
Oh my God!
Because you're making it up.
Would you like me to read the Aerosmith column?
You want to know what?
What?
Weren't you the one who wanted to hear Wiggy Malmsteen?
Yeah. Why?
You wanted to hear me play some Wiggy Malmsteen, right?
If that's how you pronounce it, yes. I actually have a column in here by him. That's where I got his name from.
You want to know what we're going to do, young man?
What?
Hold on 1 second. Got to back announce the records first. You mind? Give me a second.
Okay.
Back announce the music we just heard.
Do you want me to read the column on Wiggy Malmsteen?
Hold on 1 second. I got to tell everybody the music we just heard. I heard a new band called Hank Four. The Hank Four out of San Francisco. They've got an EP out on their own label, Hank Four label. We heard Hole in My Eye. That's good stuff from them. Ah, the Birds before that, the Notorious Bird Brothers album. We heard Natural Harmony from that album where it's got the fantastic cover where we got David Crosby got kicked out of the group or left the group. And it's a picture of them in a stable, and instead of David Crosby, there's a horse sticking his head out of the one window. And you know the other funny thing? The horse smelled better. Oh, David Crosby. The River City Tan Lines before that. Hot, hot, hot group featuring Alicia, formerly of the Lost Sounds. We heard Time to Get Right. And starting us off, the Dirty Faces from their album Super American. We heard Nosedive from them. That is on the Bra label. Now go ahead with your little... what did I ask you to do, young man?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
The rock thing.
You were going to teach us about rock.
Not really teach, but more recite about the bands. Honestly, I did not make up this book. This book has Marilyn Manson in it. You think I would honestly put him in?
That's got to be real. That's got to be real then. It's got Marilyn Manson in it.
I can't stand that guy. I mean, they have people in here that...
Is that even a guy? Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Have you ever seen... Here, if you look on the internet, it's like a sick picture of him. It's the album cover for Mechanical Animal.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it. I'll have bad dreams. You ever have bad dreams about Marilyn Manson?
Not yet.
You will tonight.
Oh, no.
You're going to dream that he's climbing through your window.
Okay.
You are. You know why?
It's worse than Freddy.
Because I just planted that in your head now.
Great.
So tell us. Now, I asked you to teach us about rock music.
Yeah.
To impart us with some knowledge. Now, you're going to teach us tonight about the band Aerosmith.
Okay, let me flip in the book.
But you're just going to read from a book?
Well, no, not necessarily going
to. Oh, no, not necessarily, because the book doesn't exist.
Oh, my God. The book exists. Would you like to hear the pages flipping by?
Oh, yeah, because of course that couldn't be any other book.
Oh, my God.
It would have to be the book that that you're saying it is. You know what, actually, though? I actually have a book here I want to forget it. Hold on 1 second, young man. I have a book right here. It's about you. It's by Daniel Buzzkapan, and it's called Mac is a Liar.
Oh my God!
No, it's really here. Listen.
Come on, this is like.
I'm flipping through the book. You hear it?
Why are you being so evil and like calling me a liar?
Just read about Aerosmith. We want to learn. Teach us.
Okay.
Oh, wise one.
All the band members from Jimmy Crespo, who was on guitars, whose albums Night in the Ruts through Rockin' in a Hard Place. Rick Duffey, whose guitar is Rockin' a Hard Place, just that album. Tom Hamilton, who's bass throughout the entire band. Same with Joey Kramer on drums and Steven Tyler on vocals. Joe Perry, his guitar is lead guitar. Aerosmith, the album through Live. Bootleg.
You didn't talk about the singer, though.
I'm getting to him. Done with Mirrors and Later. And then Brad Whitford is guitarist. Aerosmith through Night in the Ruts and Done with Mirrors and Later. Yeah, Steven Tyler is notorious for drug use. Basically snorting kielbasa-thick lines of cocaine to change the band's effect in the way that it was not entirely positive.
Now, you just mentioned who? Steve Tyler? Who was that?
Steve Tyler.
Who's that?
He's the singer for Aerosmith. He's the one that's always like, who's a really wide mouth. He's all skinny.
Well, who's the other guy, though? Who's Aerosmith, though?
Aerosmith is the band. Is this the name of the band?
Well, no, it's the name of the singer.
No, Steve Tyler's the name of the singer. Aerosmith was, the name for that was come up by Joey Kramer while playing a game of Scrabble. They were either going to call it Songsmith or Aerospace, but they decided Aerosmith.
But I thought the guy's name was Aerosmith. It's not?
The guy's name is Steven Tyler. He's a really tall one. Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, the Toxic Twins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, them.
Oh, okay. That's who that is?
Yeah.
I really thought his name was Aerosmith.
No.
And there's drug use?
Yeah, they're notorious for drug use, especially like cocaine and heroin.
Really?
Yeah. It's like Motley Crue without the huge stage show.
So it's not as good as Motley Crue.
Well, I don't know by that. It depends on your opinion, but they're basically just Motley Crue. They take all the drugs. They just.
So these guys kind of ripped off Motley Crue a little bit.
I don't know. It depends on what you think, but.
Do you think that Aerosmith ripped off Motley Crue?
Well.
A little bit.
I don't know, yeah, because Motley Crue, actually, no, Motley Crue started after Aerosmith. I think Motley Crue actually ripped Aerosmith off a little bit.
Oh, a daring accusation.
Yeah, I mean, Aerosmith's playing, I don't know, they started playing like...
We got somebody wanted to call and talk to you, Mac. You're on the air.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Caller?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you had a question for Mac?
It's Jimmy Crespo.
It's Jimmy Crespo?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
This is actually Jimmy Crespo from Aerosmith?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Who's this little chump?
He's doing a really kind of like a book report on Aerosmith.
Well, did I hear him saying that we were doing cocaine?
You sound like Philly Boy Roy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Were you were doing... Well, yes, he was saying...
I wasn't. Maybe this kid's on cocaine.
I ain't on cocaine. I'm a 13-year-old.
Well, I know a lot of guys...
It's one of those made-up calls.
You
sound like Philly Boy Roy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jimmy Crespo.
Yeah, well, ask him a question. Then.
Jimmy Crespo's dead.
You want to know anything about Flame? That was the first band I was in.
Jimmy Crespo's
Flame.
Dead.
Jimmy Crespo
was...
had
an album called Queen of the Neighborhood.
Jimmy Crespo's dead.
Jimmy Crespo is not dead.
Jimmy Crespo is dead.
Really?
Well, that's news to me.
I think we're talking to him right now,
yeah.
Young man.
Oh, my God.
What do you want to know about Night in the Ruts or Rick Dufay?
Okay, I'll ask you something.
Quiz him.
If you're from Aerosmith, what is the number one top-selling album that Aerosmith ever put out?
Gosh, well, I'm sure I wasn't on it. I'll guess Toys in the Attic or Rocks.
Wrong. Greatest Hits.
Greatest Hits.
Well, that's an unfair question.
Yeah.
Okay. How many, if you should know this, obviously, if you're really Jimmy Crespo, how many albums or units sold? How
you're
many albums did Aerosmith
voice.
Sell?
Let me say that first.
How many units did Aerosmith sell?
Units? Who are you, Clive Davis?
How many CDs? Or,
CDs?
No, I'm not going to say CDs, tapes, and
albums.
Records and stuff like that. How many albums?
Say
did
copies.
Aerosmith sell.
Of what?
Anything, all their albums.
Of,
I mean, you should know that.
If
you ever went multi-platinum or something.
Of a what?
If you ever went multi-platinum, how many units did Aerosmith sell about?
Of what album? Like totally?
No, all of them. Like.
Oh, geez, 62 million.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's 60, if he's right.
Yeah, just about. It's really actually 63.5
well,
million.
Well, there
See?
You go.
See? Who's laughing now? Schmuck.
What?
How many pull-ups can you do?
What?
When I was 13, I could do 74 pull-ups.
What are you talking about? What were you doing, crystal meth in those days?
Maybe. Why?
Oh, my God.
So what's your favorite track that I played on, son?
What's what?
What's your favorite track that I played on?
I don't listen to you.
I thought you liked
Crespo?
I thought you liked Aerosmith.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
Well, Mac, why don't you...
There was an article in the New York Times this past Sunday about how kids are too lippy. You're a perfect example of that.
I don't know, like, what albums you're in, because I...
You know, there were...
Okay. If you're really Jimmy Crespo, what are the only two albums that you played in?
I played on... Night in the Ruts. I played Rock in a Hard Place.
Or did you just hear that because I said that in the beginning?
No, because I played on the records.
Which, oh my God, this is like messed up.
Yeah, I think you're kind of getting put in your place now, Mac.
Aren't
you're a little
you?
Quick to...
Ay-yi-yi.
Why don't you, Mac is a budding...
What's a stupid name, let me just say.
What is?
Mac.
The stupid name?
Yeah, why?
That's not my real name. Well, it's not my full name.
It's what?
It's not my full name.
I would say, Mac, you are a budding rock fan, are you not?
A what?
You're a budding...
I agree with the first syllable of budding.
You're an up-and-coming rock fan.
What do you mean by that?
What do I mean? I mean, you're a young guy.
Do you go to school? What? You don't seem to know what any of the words are that Tom is saying.
You're somebody, you're young, right?
Yeah, I'm 13.
And you're growing up.
Uh-huh.
And you're looking to be a rock fan.
I've always been interested in rock. I'm not listening to no Backstreet Boy crap.
Whoa.
Jeepers.
Yeah. So you now...
Go back.
So now you got a rock guy, Jimmy Crespo, on the phone. Why don't you ask him about rock and roll? Ask him. You wanted to know who was the guy you wanted to know about?
Who?
The guitarist.
Malmsteen?
Yeah.
What about Malmsteen?
You wanted to know. Do you ask him if he knows how did you say it? Wiggy Malmsteen?
I was almost gonna go to a concert. They had like a ticket sweepstakes. Like I almost won for a Malmsteen concert.
For
musiciansfriend.com.
You don't want to go see that guy. He's totally bald.
I know. He's like old now. He's like.
He's totally bald. He always was bald.
He wasn't.
Not like JC.
Are you bald now?
No. I got some transplants. Why?
Yeah, I should go play some like old Saxon records right now.
Saxon, those guys were turkeys. So what do you want to know about Done with Mirrors?
Who?
Done with Mirrors? I didn't actually play on that. That was the album that Joe played on when he came back.
Okay.
Do you know who Joe is?
Perry?
Oh, good, Joe. Good boy.
Okay. What year did you collaborate with Run DMC?
I wasn't involved in that.
You weren't?
No.
That was long ago. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of that right now. You're like, whoa.
That was Joe and Steven.
Too much cocaine.
For you, maybe.
What?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, Tyler and Perry, looks like they take way too much
weed. So what kind of stuff
are
you into?
What kind of... Answer the man's question, Mac.
What'd he say?
Now.
You have to speak up. I can't hear you.
What kind of stuff are you into?
Quiet.
He asked what kind of stuff you're into.
I don't know. Mostly, like, metal.
Like what?
I don't know. Slayer.
Slayer? That stuff's terrible. That's like noise.
What?
That's almost as bad as MDC and Discharge.
How old are you?
Excuse me?
How old are you now, then?
I'm 52.
You, Jimmy Crespo.
Yeah.
Or so-called.
I'm 52. Why?
You're 52?
You need to put down the metal and get into some real hardcore stuff
like what,
like
Rob
I
Zombie?
Said, MDC, Black Flag, Circle Jerks.
Rob Zombie.
Oh, terrible. Mainstream.
I just bought a new CD of him.
Ugh.
Van Halen.
You need to get into the Vandals.
AC/DC.
Ugh. Okay, passable.
Soundgarden.
Ugh.
Scorpions.
Bad metal.
Samson, Joe Satriani, Rush.
To?
What? What do you want from me, Ramstein?
Oh, you
Rainbow?
Okay.
What?
I'll just stop talking.
Yeah, Mac, you show no respect to the guy.
Sure sounds a lot like Philly Boy Roy.
Well, it's not. I thought we made that clear. The guy answered all your questions to the, right on the button.
Okay, then.
And are you going to ask him a question like a respectful young man, or are you going to be rude?
Oh, my God.
Hey, back.
What?
Before I answer any question you got for me, I want you to put a necktie on.
What?
A necktie.
Oh, have a necktie.
And a suit jacket.
What?
And I want you to slick your hair back in respect to me.
Who do you want me to look like, Rob Halford?
Who's a pretty cool guy. You never met him. You're 13.
Open that book to a page, and I bet you Mr. Crespo knows something about somebody on that page.
Okay, let's see here. Should I just say the person's name?
Sure.
Terrence Lee.
Who?
Terrence Lee.
I have no idea who that is. Is he in a band?
Yeah.
What's the band called?
Pantera.
Oh, see, that's that new crap.
Okay, I'll go to an older stuff. Let's see. All right, okay. This should be easier. Joe Elliott.
Joe Elliott kind of, he pulled one out of his butt on for Photograph, and that kind of saved that record. Beyond that, he's hopeless.
Okay. Let's see, Tommy Bolin, what band?
Tommy Bolin was in, he wasn't in Argent, was he?
What?
Argent?
No, what, like, famous band was Tommy Bolin
in? Oh, he was in The Sweet.
Huh?
The Sweet?
No, he's in Deep Purple.
Oh, Deep Purple. I hated those guys. Those guys gave me the worst wedgie I've ever gotten.
You hate everybody but you.
No, all I like is the Aerosmith stuff I played on and a lot of early 80s hardcore.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Who do you want me to do? One of the guys from Cheap Trick or whatever?
Oh, like John Brandt?
Who?
John Brandt.
Cheap Trick, let me see.
What about Pete Kamita? You don't even know who those guys are, do you?
He was in One Through the Doctor and Silver.
The Doctor. Underrated record. What about Pete Kamita? What do you know about him, son?
Who?
Pete Kamita. He played bass for Cheap Trick, too. See, you don't even know your science.
All the people on Cheap Trick were like
science.
John Brandt, Bunny Carlos, Erk Nielsen, Tom Peterson, and Robin Zander.
All right, question for you.
What?
Who's Matthias Jabs?
Who?
Matthias Jabs.
I don't know.
He's in the Scorpions. Who I thought was your favorite band, the way you were talking.
Oh, yeah, the Scorpions with, what's his name, Rudolph or whatever.
Schenker.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty cool guy. Gave him a wedgie once.
Did you ever meet Herman Rarebell?
Who? I did. I
don't know these people's names.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh,
I had to hang up on that kid.
Oh, I liked him a lot. When I said I liked him a lot, I meant that I hated him.
This is Petey.
Petey?
Yeah.
I think you're on with Jimmy Crespo.
Want to be on with him. I have no interest in that guy.
Okay. Did you notice how in the last 10 seconds that guy went from an adult to like a 6-year-old?
Wait, what?
Ugh. Tom.
Yeah?
I've listened to every show since day one.
Yeah?
But you're losing me.
Tom, get this guy off the air, seriously.
You don't like Petey?
I hate Petey.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Crespo.
Well.
You don't think he's talented at all?
Exactly. You said it better than I could ever say it.
Oh, no, I meant it as a question.
Oh, no, well, that was a statement as far as I was concerned.
Are you a fan of Jimmy Crespo, Petey?
I don't know about him.
No, a big surprise there. Tommy, I got to go, okay? I got another set coming up.
Where are you playing?
Rudy's Rendezvous.
Okay.
Out in East Newbridge.
Okay, great. People can go out and see Jimmy Crespo. And
I'll send out Chiquita for you.
What's Chiquita?
That's from the record.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Rockin' a Hard Place. Okay.
Take care.
See you later. Bye.
Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU Archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worster, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.